And Mike, a special guest joining us on the radio this morning.
You know, this time of year, we all start getting geared up because of all the great festivals and events that go on around our listening area. And I don't think there's one that's as well received, and no disrespect to any of the others, as much as the Abbott's Magic Get Together, and especially this year with the 75th Abbott's Magic Get Together. And always a pleasure when Greg Bordner from Abbott's comes over to visit us, and we are always happy to have him come over and talk the Get Together with us. And Greg, first of all, thank you for braving the weather and the rain to come over and be with us this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure. The rain is definitely needed.
Much needed indeed. 75th anniversary. I know you and I have talked in the past about how this event has grown and matured over the years, and I don't think a lot of people probably back when this first started with Percy Abbott and everybody thinking, wow, we're going to be doing this 75 years from now, but here it is, big, set, and ready to go for 2012.
Yes, it is an exciting time. It's August 1 through 4, Wednesday through Saturday, and it starts next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. And it's a different show every night, Wednesday through Saturday night with a Saturday afternoon matinee. And it really is like Vegas comes to Mayberry.
We say that in jest, but for those who have not been over either at all or in a long time, and as you and I were just talking, the professionalism, either from the youngest performers on up to the most seasoned veterans, when they walk on that stage, you are seeing probably the most polished show you've ever seen in your life.
Yes, well, you were part of it last year, Mike, I know, with the matinee, and you were were just telling me how impressed you were with each act that went on and how ready they were to go. It really is the reason they live, I think.
Definitely.
It's beyond a hobby. It's what they really, truly love to do. And Matt King is in Harrah's, even as we speak. He works there in Vegas all the time, and he's taking a vacation to come work Abbott's Magic Get Together.
And we're glad to have him here. And it's always fun to me to see who's going to be here year in and year out. And while I may not know all the names like I used to when I was growing up, as I search some of the folks out to see who they are to get a better idea in my head, their list of accomplishments, just amazing to me.
Yes, my website, abbottmagic.com, A-B-B-O-T-T, magic.com, has a list, and you can actually see the acts being performed there. David and Danya, they're the quick change act. They're professionals that do NBA halftime. That's what they do for a living, and they've been all over the world. They've won many TV awards. I even forget the shows they've all been on, but the quick change act, it's almost guaranteed standing ovation, and that's on the Thursday night show. Michael Finney's a great comedian. He works Vegas and casinos a lot. He's also on the Thursday night show, and the Friday night show is excellent as well. It's a group called the Long Beach Mystics. They've been in Magic since they were teenagers. They're from Long Beach, California. My dad had them on in the late 60s when they were kids, and so for them, this is a great like family reunion to be able to perform at Abbott's again.
Talking with Greg Bordner from Abbott's Magic about the 75th get-together, which goes on August 1st through the 4th. And I think you hit upon the key right there, Greg, and I know you and I have talked about this in the past, that so many people plan to come to Colon for the get-together year in and year out. It really is like a big family reunion get-together in the world of Magic, and for all of us here who like to come over and just watch.
Oh, yes. There'll be Magic in the Streets. The Chamber of Commerce has sponsored some busking competition so that, it's not a competition. It's just a performance in the streets. So there will be free shows in the streets, and then there's shows at Abbott's Magic as well, twice a day. If you can't make it over for the evening shows, those are a mere $5 and last for 30 minutes. BJ Mallon and Gordon Miller, both local magicians from Colon, and they'll be performing those shows. And the whole event is co-sponsored by the Colon Lions.
And we appreciate their being able to reach in and help out with that stuff, too. And one of the other, I guess, areas we should probably let folks know about, because sometimes I think people, when they think Magic, they all think everybody does the same thing. And that's not always the case. I mean, there are so many differences in terms of what a person does, how a performer operates, some's illusion, some is sleight of hand, whatever you want to call it. You're going to see the full gamut over there.
Right. This isn't just card tricks that your Uncle Harry does poorly. No. No, this is going to be a professional. Magicians is what I call it. And there's rope tricks, there's illusions, there's mentalism, there's comedy. We truly try to put on a variety show so that there aren't more than one dove act per night, sort of speak. But yes, it really is a professional event, and the whole town does get behind it. There's even fireworks, weather permitting, after the Friday night show. That's also sponsored by Sparkle and the Colon Chamber of Commerce.
We should also let folks know, too, that if they haven't been over, it's not just adults. And as you and I were talking, the number of young performers, and I'm talking kids that maybe aren't even 10 or 11 years old yet, some even into their early teens that come over and perform, whether it's Ed Abbott's in some of the short-term shows or on stage during the afternoon matinees or the evening shows, just blows me away.
Yes, well, the Saturday night closer is they're very young people from Texas. They're called, and I forgot their name, and I shouldn't have, the Rhythm of Magic, and they've taken dance and worked it in, and they're she's hot, but it's still a family show.
There you go. That's all we need to know.
And also on the matinee, if you have kids, because our show started 8 o'clock at night, and you have a 5-year-old and you want them to see a magic show, we'll take them to the 2 o'clock afternoon show, because that way they're not up till 10 o'clock at night.
Right. Get them a babysitter. You come back and watch the evening show.
Correct.
There you go.
Great idea.
For people who want more information on the acts, that's what's going to be going on through the day, and it's not just magic per se, but there's also seminars going on. There's some history that's going to be woven in this year for the 75th get-together. How can folks get more information or order their tickets?
Well, the tickets are at Abbott's Magic. The phone number is 269-432-3235 or abbottmagic.com, 2 B's, 2 T's. And we take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, Discover. Any way you want to spend it, I want to take it.
And that's the easiest way to say it, folks. And again, we want to remind you that if you have not been over to the get-together in a long time, or maybe you've never been, you keep hearing about it, get over this year, not just because it's coming up soon, but because it is the 75th Abbott's Magic Get-Together, a very special time, and I know Greg and the committee have worked so hard over the last year to bring these entertainers to you. You're not going to go away disappointed, whether it's the afternoon matinee, whether you see somebody walking down the street. The full experience is there, and it's waiting for you. And, Greg, we're looking forward to another great Abbott's Magic Get-Together. Thanks so much for being with us and all the hard work you and everybody do to put together this show year in and year out. We're looking forward to it.
Well, thank you, Mike. And don't forget to vote on August 7th, especially for David Tomlinson for judge.
There you go. Magic with a twist. How do you like that, Andy? It's the 75th Abbott's Magic Get-Together coming up August 1st through the 4th over in Colon.
And as the rain comes down this morning, filling up Palmer Lake and Sturgeon.